All right, class, let's take back up. We're talking about this apostolic faith. That's what I can call it, because it's new. A lot of the material is new to me, what God is revealing about hearing, seeing, and understanding. In other words, you can understand faith. You can understand faith. Isn't that something? And the reason, let me take you to a little journey to add something with faith. Go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. All right? You see that? All right. You see that voice? Now the next voice, when you talk about the spirit of faith, you're going to have to be taken down deeper into the things of God. When you talk about the spirit of faith, you see what that 10th voice say? But the spirit reveal the deep things of God. See, all of that, the Holy Spirit has to apply into your faith, because everything else worked by faith. All right. And so now you'll come to a point of the thing God has prepared for them that love him. But without faith, it's impossible to please. So the thing that God had prepared for us has to be received, walked in, or understood by faith. See it? Huh? Now, that's one aspect of it. Now, here's another aspect. We're talking about the spirit of faith. Now, also, there in Romans 8:26 now, I never had connected these scriptures with faith, but we're talking about the spirit of faith, the spirit of truth, the spirit of life. We're talking about a dimension of faith that is a highest dimension, because you're operating in faith with the Holy Ghost, spirit of faith. You're not seeing, looking at natural things. You're looking at supernatural things. And then Romans 8:26, it tells you that here's a person who operates in faith who full of infirmities, weaknesses, inadequacies. That's the very one God used. But you let the Holy Ghost take you down, take your faith down into, it's two or three things, into, what is that, Lord? Take your faith down into, open it up. I know the scripture by heart, but I know how I wait. The Spirit, the Holy Ghost have taken you down into the mind of the Spirit. Secondly, into the will of God. That's Romans 8:26-28. It take you, the spirit of faith, take you into your calling, into his purpose, into his love, and bring you to a 1 John 5:4 situation. All things work together for good. That's Romans 8:28. For them that love God. We're talking about our faith taking us there now. 1 John 5:4. Look at that. Whatsoever born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith that Galatians 5:6 talk about. Faith which worketh by love. 1 Corinthians 13, last verse, I think, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, it said, now abideth faith, hope, and love. A lot of time, we take the love and throw the faith and hope away. Stupid. No, he's just telling you, love, they all got to operate by love. But faith, love can't work without faith. You got to believe. You got to act on what you believe. You can't just act on what you love. They didn't say love please God. They said faith please God. You follow me? Now, I'll try to take you further here now. Let's go back to some of our lessons so I can pull some things out. I got to get back to little faith, great faith, the spirit of faith. All right. And we looked at Hebrews 10:23, right? You got your shouting clothes on? When you operate by the spirit of faith, you begin to command the faithfulness of God at will. He put us in that position. See, he put us in a position. When you fully know your sonship, then you fully know your relationship. And then you're not only operating in what you call the spirit of faith, but you're operating in the faithfulness of God. You know, you got God backup, God foundation, and God roof over your faith. You follow what I'm saying? It is impossible to fail. You see what I'm saying? Look what the major statement do. When you operate by the spirit of faith, you begin to command the faithfulness of God at will. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. I got to go back, man. I got to go back. My faith, I got to do something. When you operate by the spirit of faith, you begin to command the faithfulness of God at will. At this level, you begin to speak things naturally. You're not confessing them, but simply proclaiming them. Like what? I cannot be sick. Meanwhile, you are vibrating inside as you're saying it. Bible faith become your lifestyle. You respond to all issues with faith. Listen to what I'm about to say now. Faith ethics. We have believed. Therefore we speak. That's the ethics of faith. In Numbers chapter 12, the Bible, verse 24, it says there are some things that brought out Joshua and Caleb operating by faith. Now, now here's another thing. When you begin to operate in this type of faith, it's 2 out of 12. That's the ratio. You understand? It's just trying to show you how there are 10 people say it can't be done. But you, far enough in the spirit realm, you believe and you seeking and you saying it's going to be done. So what am I saying, class? A minister's group, even groups of ministers, is 2 out of 12. That's why some ministry is not moving. They're so busy in these associations. Denomination, and so therefore, most of these guys don't believe what they're preaching because they don't have no evidence. So you can say a lot of words, and some of the best preachers in the world, so-called, ain't saying nothing, but just got popular with no power. With a lot of emotion current, but no evidence. And I'm not putting anybody down, I'm just putting them down. Because they put themselves down. That's why God sent you to this school. Mm-hmm. See, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Paul said, one of the greatest scriptures you won't look at, look in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. That's what Hebrews chapter 11 is about. Abraham and all of them showing, Moses showing their faith. Say, follow me as I follow Christ and get results like I got. You see what it said in Philippians 4, 9? Huh? Yeah, it says, talk about doing what I do. I'm not just talking to you about something second-handed. It's something that I'm walking in. So you can follow it. You can follow it. You see what I'm saying? But I'm giving glory to God and praise to God. My infirmities and my weaknesses and my inadequacies and my dependency caused it to happen. You got it? Now, I don't want you to miss this, class. I don't want you to miss this. Chewing you in the spirit, you don't get tired. I see y'all a little sleepy. But and that's normal for a feeling. But John says I was in the spirit on the Lord. There's another life, there's another light shining, you know what I'm saying? Let me get this again now because I don't want you to miss this. When you operate by the spirit of faith, you begin to command the faithfulness of God, but not only at will. He love it. God love it when somebody catch on. He know they're not trying to run him. They're running for him. Jesus did all that stuff he did. He said, Jesus said, wait a minute, hold on, hold up. The Father did this. See what I'm saying? All right. Joshua and Caleb operated by the spirit of faith. When the other 10 spies began to give the people evil report, any report that is not of faith is evil. They shut them up. Let us go up at once, they said. We are well able to take the land. Now watch this now. You got go back to number 14:24, because they're about to say something. They had another spirit. Turn and see. Turn, see for yourself. They had another spirit. The 10 had another spirit. They had another spirit. The 10 was being run by the spirit of doubt, the spirit body of the enemy. The reason Joshua and Caleb had another spirit, they heard when he just told them go see it, he ain't told them they had to take it. See? And the other spirit's faith is seeing grasshoppers. Seeing themselves as grasshoppers. And a lot of people hop around in the grass, saying they're operating faith, they're hopping in the grass, they're grasshoppers. Not to put them down, I'm trying to call them out the grasshopping field. See, but Caleb said, no, Caleb John said, let's go at once. The other 10 said, we can't do it. Why? They were not operating in the word that God had gave them. You know what they're doing? They had the word, but it was operating on the outside. And when the real issue came, the word was not as effective in them. They heard the same thing that Caleb and Joshua heard when God sent them through his servant to go check it out. They heard the same thing, but they're operating on the outside of faith, and Caleb and Joshua operating on the inside of faith. Therefore, as they operate on the inside of faith, faith operating on the inside of them, then make a command on God's faithfulness. See? Now, the Spirit of God give me another word to give you. Not only can you become a commander, but you can become a demander. You can make demand on God's word, demand on God's promises. He love it. God loves somebody who make a demand, make a command, and make a demand on what he has said. He'll come through every time. Mm-hmm. And so one of the reasons we know that faith that hears, sees, and understands can't fail, we got the evidence in God's word in Isaiah 55:11. His word will not return to him void. Okay. So it's the spirit of faith. In Numbers 14:24, you see what he said? They were operating in another spirit, didn't it? Isn't that something? The spirit of faith is always reacting. It is a reactionary force that can't stand anything contrary to it. I'm going to go over that again because spirit of faith, their boys reacted. What? You saying we can't? What? Here's another thing. The majority do not rule. The majority, most of the time, is wrong. That boy started out, Gideon started out with how many? Many thousand. Ended up with 300. The other one was wrong. The 300 was right. So don't get to think that what you're learning here, you're going to have a majority with you. But I tell you what you will have, manifestation. Now what you want, the majority or manifestation? if you said anything else about manifestation, just get out of this school and go join one of them denominational school where you're going to have the majority wrong with you. Listen, listen, because this statement here is heavy, heavy. The spirit of faith is always reacting. It is a reactionary force that can't stand anything contrary to it. Faith says, I'm not taking it. Joshua and Caleb could not be kept down. They responded, listen, listen, to everything with faith ethics. Now that's due to your faith ethic. Yeah. Keep your faith ethics up. While others were seeing the giant, Joshua and Caleb couldn't see them. It didn't matter. Listen, class, something on the inside was moving them. As far as they were concerned, nothing could stop what God had declared. There it is. Right here. Nothing can stop what God have declared. God have told us so many beautiful things about ourselves as Christians. We're the head, not the tail. We're above, not beneath. We heal. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to live a long, satisfied life. He put billions of angels to watch over us. I mean, man, he give us the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. He give us the blood that speaketh better thing than that of Abel. We can use the blood. Faith, use the blood. In the name of the blood, I overcome you. All right, so did you hear that? Nothing. This is what the spirit of faith knows. Nothing can stop what God has declared. Mm-hmm. And when you operate in that kind of faith, God, through and by, declaring it through you. Mm-hmm. You have a voice and not a vocabulary. Mm-hmm. You have memorized a lot of scripture. And see, I don't hold the body of Christ. I mean, you can't go no further than what you're taught. But if you're a seeker, you'll go beyond your teacher. If your teacher ain't teaching nothing, you'll know, oh no, I can't sit here. Oh no. Yeah, I mean, this sounds good. Ooh, we got a group, oh, but I'm losing. See. All right, this is the spirit of faith realm is the realm where you operate in the, now I want you to hear this because this is not normal. Violence. Dimension of faith. Where you look at the challenges, and deal with them as though they don't exist. Violence faith. You wrote violence faith down there? You need to write that down in a circle because that's not normal talk. Violence faith. Violence faith. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. That's why he called it a good fight, because you win. Take this, and the next time you have to use your faith on something, I hope you can use this. There's a level to get in. There's a level you get to in your faith walk where you say it and go home and rest. I like that. Woo! Ready, Claire. Get ready. Put your seatbelt on. Not that you're quoting scriptures saying it is written, no, it's already built up in you. And you're simply reacting by what is inside of you. See? You see, most Christians out there, they're juggling scriptures. And boy, you got someone who can say some scriptures. But you know, I listen to them, but then I look at their life. You know, I say, man, he talk nice, but you need to have some results. I thank God. My family built by faith. They build by faith. We love each other. We're not faking. We love each other. You know what I'm saying? I've had ministers ask me, say, man, how you got your family there? I ain't got them like that. It's faith. I'm living a moral life. Ain't nobody gonna follow you with your immoral self. You know what I'm saying? And then, but I'm living a moral life, and I believe everything I preach. I live it. They don't have to try to find me not doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing it all the time. That's all ministers got to do. If they want it, they're quoting scripture. All right. A time comes when you naturally respond to any challenge that comes your way by faith. This is the realm of the spirit of faith. It's the realm where you get into and the enemy can no longer take you for a ride. I'm going to read that again to you, class. I want you to have that. A time come when you naturally respond to any challenge that comes your way by faith. That is the realm of the spirit of faith. It's the realm where you get into and the enemy can no longer take you for a ride. Dr. Oyedepu, he pastored one of the largest churches in the world, rich, happy. He said this, a doctor once checked my blood pressure and said, oh, your blood pressure is high. And I reacted immediately, not mine. I can't have high blood pressure. He showed me the reading saying, look at it. I told him, I'm not saying I don't have high blood pressure. I said, I cannot have high blood pressure. You heard it?
Yeah.
He didn't say doctor, I didn't say I don't have it. He said, but I'm saying to you, I cannot have high blood pressure. See, that's faith talking.
Yeah.
With the meter in your faith, it's powerful, man. He said, it's much like telling a man he is pregnant, that he should go for a pregnancy test or a scan. Y'all didn't get it?
Yes.
Y'all ain't got it? You didn't get it, Laura? No, you ain't got it. No, let me show you how to get it. He says for him to have blood pressure is like a man being pregnant. Because he's not going according to what his body's saying. See, your body, thank you, Lord, do not know how to operate in faith. Your body is stupid without faith. So that's why you, by the mercies of God, you got to bring your body under subjection through your faith. Okay? So some people say you're lying when they see something and you say no. Here we go. You're looking in two different places. They're looking at the situation, but you're looking at solution. Be back to John 19:30. You're back to Ephesians 1:3. Y'all better write it down. John 1:30. John 9, or what is it? John 19:30, right? 19:30?
Yeah.
Huh? And then Ephesians 1:3. Those two places you should stay dancing. It's finished. And then when you go back to Ephesians 3, it'll tell you, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in order to operate in this type of faith, class, let's see, I got 5 minutes left in this class. The prayers in Ephesians 1 and 3 are going to have to be prayed consistently. Because for to operate in the spirit of faith, turn to Ephesians 1. You're going to have to operate in the spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding will have to be enlightened. Ephesians 1. Put that in your notes, Ephesians 1, about 16. We having the same spirit of faith? No, the spirit of faith, they pray that let me look at it, because the enemy won't rob it, but I'm going to close with this session, I believe. Let me see, because the Holy Spirit just called me over there. He's just given us class. He's given us all the powerful teaching can be done, and you can know all the letter. So Paul decided to pause in all of his teaching and give them a prayer so they can keep up. Got it? Mm-hmm. So here you got in Ephesians 1, he says, verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Look at verse 17 now. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, look at that, may give unto you, look at this, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him are ingredient for the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith has wisdom and knowledge, supernaturally, you see. And then he says, the eyes of your understanding, now, being enlightened. What I said, hearing, seeing, and understanding, right? But it's not from a natural point of view. It's not from an academic or sensical or psychological or science or technology. It's in the realm of the Spirit. So now we need the Holy Spirit. See? Anything you're going to operate from this book, you need the Holy Spirit talking to you. You need the Holy Spirit guiding you. You need the Holy Spirit leading you. You need the Holy Spirit testifying to you. You need the Holy Spirit revealing. You need the Holy Spirit anointing you to operate in the spirit of faith. So this prayer class, I want you to pray this prayer, listen to these teaching, and pray this prayer, and watch and get ready to write down or type out what he's saying to you. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Know it. Know it. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint. What is it now? Now take it now. Now you're going to take it to resurrection power. Philippians 3:10, Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Now here's another nugget that I want you to hold on to. I guess my dear brother Jimmy Swaggart, after what all he went through, came to a strong revelation of the cross. I think he got one of the strongest revelations of the cross there is. He keep all of his teaching right there at the foot of the cross. And basically, the truth is about it, none of this is validated without the cross. Okay. So when you talk about resurrection, you talk about being born again, you talk about the Holy Spirit, it's all because of the cross. So the spirit of faith has to have a revelation of the cross. I'll probably get in that in our next session, but because that revelation of the cross, I'll give you a head up on it, is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2. That's a revelation of the cross. Pray this Ephesian prayer, and we'll come back in class. I want to remind myself to take off from there and teach you more about the spirit of faith. But you have a load in these, the last, it's five sections. It's the fifth one. Yeah, you got a load. You got to go over and over and over again. I mean, if I don't teach nothing else in these classes, you can take that and go with it. I mean, I've grown. In these classes, in this class, this is one class here, I have grown so much to understand how powerful faith really is and how to operate in faith, listen to this word, how to operate in faith accurately. Accurately. See. All right, God bless. We'll take up one.